When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam.
Those people down there are like ants.
They are ants. We haven't taken off yet. No, sorry. This is duty-free, tax shopping thingy duty-free. Look, look, names, darling. Look, Mont Blanc, Harrods, Lulu Guinness, Givenchy, Food Hall.
Don't forget, Bvglari.
C&A.
Bvglari. And a small pink pig. It's trying to escape.
I love those things. I got one of those. It's called Pantone, the pig.
Tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Share these tulips from Amsterdam.
You're listening to the sounds of Amsterdam. 95.4 FM.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam, right? We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is Tim from Radio Clash and...
It's Kirk here.
Hello, darlings.
Hello, Motto. This is show 80-something, hopefully show 81. It might not be. I might be lying. Stop playing with my pillow. That's my pillow.
That's my pillow.
I'm having an affair with Kirk's pillow at the moment. And and this is from Amsterdam, as you can probably hear.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. What have we done? What are we going to do today?
We can't bullshit this now. We're just recording the intro in retrospect.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And we edited in and
to make it sound like we have got it in the right order. But today we are going to ride in a boat with Madge Weinstein and Bicycle Mark in his boat Red August. We might go to a prostitute information centre, mm-hmm. and we might take some mushrooms and try and record loads of trams while wandering around singing early 70s children's songs.
I tell you, the last thing, we're definitely not going to do that. I tell you that.
Yeah, that was a... That
no
would
way
be,
on God's earth are we
That would be a really bad idea, because, you know, we'd just record loads of things and make funny noses. There's bottles.
I know. Okay.
Why are we here, Kirk?
I don't know.
Why are we here?
I don't know. Are we talking philosophically?
Yeah, philosophically.
Here?
Why are we here?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. But what happened 10 years ago? About your mother. What happened 10 years ago?
I don't know. This is your bit. Oh, you do.
All right, okay.
I'm not talking this. No, you're not putting me on the spot. Just because I only turn up on the show every 4 months, you're not putting me on the spot.
No. So we are here because 10 years ago I came out to Kirk, and Kirk came out to me at the same time.
Yeah.
And that happened because I went to my dad's. I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I do remember. After much, I think I went to my first Pride. It was something like 6th of July 1996.
Yeah.
And I met Gary at that time. And then I think it was 8 days later, mm-hmm. on Sunday, I went down to my dad's for that weekend. We went down to church, and we went down to walked around Frensham or areas around around where my dad is, and went to the local pub, came back, and that was on a bench on the way back.
Yeah.
And oh no, no, it was annoyed back at back in my.
I of course, yeah, you can't cheapen the moment. But it's like it's on a National Trust bench in the middle. No, don't.
So I almost did then, but and you thought I was going to say something and I didn't.
Yeah.
And so we actually got back to my dad's, and then in my bedroom, I sort of came out to you. And surprisingly, you came out to me, and I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you?
Therefore, I win.
I win. So 10 years later,
it was a beautiful moment, was it? Absolutely. It's like one of those kind of. Weepy film type things.
Yes, it was actually
European weepy film, European arty thing.
What do you mean? It was all in black and white.
Yeah, it was actually. I imagine
we'd taken that much alcohol.
I imagine that moment being in black and white. You know, kind of soft. That's my fucking phone going off. Sorry.
I thought it was a TARDIS. What?
Sorry.
We haven't seen the last Doctor Who yet, actually. So it's like I was thinking, what? Suddenly the Doctor arrives in the toilet. But. What? So no, it was a moving moment. Violins were playing.
Yeah.
And even bells. And then so 10 years later, we're here in Amsterdam to celebrate this fact.
Mm-hmm.
By not taking mushrooms.
No. Are we doing this bit in retrospect now? So we will be celebrating this fact.
Just like Doctor Who.
Gotta say something. We all thought that the big we thought the big fight this weekend was going to be the Daleks versus the Cybermen. It is actually being in Amsterdam. It is maniac drunken bicyclists,
bikers on speed, probably.
Versus runaway trams with humanity caught in the middle.
I know. It's worse than the Cybermen versus the Daleks.
Plus the stone campanologists. It's like,
yes,
it's like mad.
Because when we might be in the red light district later, there was bells.
Depending on how we edit it, everyone.
There was bells, ding dong.
We're ruining the beautiful moment. Get back on track. Back to the story.
All right, back to the story. But we're in my dad's bedroom, and I came out to you. You came out to me. It was in black and white,
mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful moment. And so 10 years later, we are here to celebrate this fact.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I'm just thinking.
Any more? Have I missed something?
No, not at all. Sorry. No, that was beautiful. Sorry, that was. I was just slightly fazed. Give myself the clap.
Give yourself a clap.
Well, we are in Amsterdam. Anything is possible.
Yeah, anything is possible.
No, I was just the next completely fazed, overtaken by the beauty of the moment. That was all, you know.
Okay.
Oh, and we were going to do a kind of catchphrase-based humour type thing, but it, actually, certain catchphrases occurred naturally. Also, will occur naturally.
Or may not occur naturally.
Oh, no. Let's stop doing this past tense shit, okay? We're doing the intro.
Yeah.
And basically, we thought, you know, let's just do these catchphrases. No. Basically, the catchphrases of the weekend have been... What was your one?
You're
not going to
like
this,
but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What bicycle?
What bicycle?
And the one that came out this evening is, I'm never fucking doing this again.
Especially when relating.
No, don't.
What? Yeah.
You just don't know when to stop. Do you?
No.
Don't you?
Stop.
This punchline isn't ready yet.
Stop.
Always when we fight. Try to make you love till everything's forgotten. I know you hate that. Always when we fight, I kiss you once or twice, and everything's forgotten. You hate that. I love you, Sunday sun. And
week's not yet begun, and everything is quiet, and it's always you and me, always.
I was going to say, what we are going to do for this show is basically, it's going to be songs around that summer, that glorious summer of 96.
Yeah, and they might not...
With a few kind of...
Oldies, but goodies.
And newer ones.
Okay. Newies, but goodies.
To actually bring a bit of sense of occasion to it, I did a bit of research on the internet.
No, you didn't do any research.
No,
you?
Which
this went badly last time.
I know. Which I thought I'm not going to do again. It's just not worth it. But I looked up 1996.
It's your catchphrase.
What?
I'm not doing this again.
But the thing, right, just to give it a sense of occasion. I was thinking, what were the main events of 1996? You know, the big events of the year, and
coming out.
Yeah, well, no, apart from... So I'm putting everything in perspective, OK?
All right.
So my research on the internet has led me to this. 1996 was also the year of the moon landing, of Watergate, the Silver Jubilee, and Live Aid. It was also the year of Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs, Invasion, Lawrence of Arabia, British Beatlemania, Ole Miss, John Glenn,
Old Miss
Liston
John Glenn.
Beats Patterson. And that's as far.
Old Miss John Glenn.
And that is why you can never fucking trust the internet.
Yeah, I know. And was that off Wikipedia? I mean, Wikipedia is so dodgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a really good afternoon the other week. Deleting.
Was that in the morning?
Just deleting. I had a really good afternoon the other morning. I was just on the computer at home, just deleting bits off Wikipedia to do with podcasting. It was great.
You were deleting at random, weren't you, from anonymous IP addresses?
Yeah, but it turns out I wasn't actually deleting. It was just I didn't know how to edit properly. 4 times in a row.
Oh.
So that was all right then.
You're doing that. When you're doing that from the pod show IP address.
I might have done accidentally. I mean,
it happens.
I don't even know what a computer is. So.
I know. It just happened once in a while.
Okay. But anyway, should we? She's not like faffing around. Now, give me my pillow back.
No, I'm in love with your pillow. No, it's a poly pillow.
No, I told you before. What's the point? We check out tomorrow morning. That's just going to be another man's head on that pillow.
It's a creamy
head.
He
would have forgotten about you tomorrow afternoon.
You're spoiling my pillow relationship.
No,
it's a special pillow.
I'm sorry, but you've got two pillows on the go at the same time.
I know, exactly. I'm a poly pillow. I'm a poly pillow person.
Yeah, but you are, but it doesn't mean they are. I'm not getting jealous about this, you know?
I don't know. Well, maybe the stuffing will get knocked out of them later.
Welks.
Anyway.
It's you all over. You're just leaving a trail of broken hearts and broken iPods in your wake.
Broken pillows.
Broken wind as well.
Oi!
Anyway, I think we should actually say, well, enjoy the show.
We won't.
We won't.
But we'll listen to it and think it's shit. Yes, we'll try.
Okay, well, you know, just enjoy the show. How do you do a click on this thing?
Click. Click. Do you want me to say click in four different ways? Is click being sarcastic? Click. Is this click being happy? Click. Is this click being sexy? Click.
Do foreign.
Gleek.
Gleek. Gleek. Anyway, let's just steal all of our humour from Adam and Joe, because they stole it all from us anyway.
Exactly.
We'll steal it back.
He sang every morning, how lucky I am, living in the windmill in old Amsterdam. I saw a mouse.
Yes, right. I nearly got run over by a bike. No, that was a really close shave that time.
I know. A close bike shave. It's a problem. The problem is that you walk down the street and it's like you get attacked on all sides by trams, bikes, people.
Yeah. We went out last night, and
elephants.
The funny thing is, you know how, you know, drink driving, obviously kind of you'll get completely done for it and all that kind of stuff. Not very good. However, in Amsterdam, they don't actually mind if you're drunk and in charge of a bicycle, not at all.
Yeah, so there was all these people falling off their bicycles, totally off their heads.
I was like, I wonder how many people go into the canal in the middle of the night, just sploosh, and never be seen ever again.
Well, that's the funny thing, because you know, if on a night like last night, you
on night like this,
sit on a bench, take in the atmosphere. It's very quiet after 3 o'clock, and you know, nice ambience, and see how many splooshes you can hear.
Vey, I'm looking for a good time. Vey,
whatever.
Whatever, yeah, good.
Do you not think that would be a great jingle?
That would be
for
a great jingle.
The Amsterdam tourist office.
Yeah, because that's what they do. They find, if people don't know, they find your accommodation.
And you could do this in the advert. Describe what I'm doing.
You're sticking up two V's. Except you need a third hand, really. You need your cock to do a V as well. We're now in the Leidse plane.
I've been here before, haven't I?
Yes, you've been here before in past life. We were down here last night, and we were in a theme pub, weren't we?
That's the odd thing. We come all the way to Amsterdam, and we end up in an Irish theme pub.
Well, that's what you do. There's so many Irish theme pubs in Amsterdam. The Leidse plane is a big open area. We were here like 1 or 2 in the morning. It was up to about maybe 2 or 3. It was like full of people drinking, which is. You imagine that in a sort of an urban in London, you just don't have anywhere like that at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Caught in a crossfire.
And the crossfire.
Trams versus bikes. Who wins?
Oh, it's a bit like Ulysses, trapped between fire and ice, trapped between bikes
with
and cars.
The poor pedestrians caught in the middle.
Yeah, caught in the middle with you. Ah,
trams to the left of me, bikes to the right. Here I am, caught in the middle with you.
We are in the Vondelpark. Vondel! It's a beautiful, beautiful day in the Vondelpark. And there's lots of beautiful...
Yeah, fancy a Vondel?
Yeah, ducky. Fancy a Vondel? Have you got time? As I was saying earlier about the Canadians, yeah. Fancy a ducky, a boot. Oot in a boot in the Vondelpark. But there's lots of beautiful men. We've noted loads of beautiful men.
There is. I've been ogling men of many different nationalities at the course this weekend. Very nice.
I know, lots of nice daddy bears as well. Though it seems to be that the Australians? Not the Australians. No, it's because everywhere I see Australian bars and Australian juice bars and Australian what's it. No, it seems like the Dutch like beards. They like wearing the beard. They like the beard.
Oh, you're off again on your favourite subject.
Yeah. What, bad accents? She likes his rock. Rock! Is it metal?
Bodies stumble, and it all breaks down.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing?
And this is Kirk.
Hello, how are you?
Nice to finally meet you.
Yes, yes. You as well.
Come, because Richard is straining himself to hold the boat to the wall.
Oh, okay.
So, the quicker we free him, the less pissed off he'll be. That's
right. And I have to do the warning, I am recording, so...
Oh, all right. Well, in that case, I meant Richard is perfectly comfortable holding the boat to the wall.
Yeah, you can edit it how you want, right?
So, Kirk, that's Richard.
Hiya, how are you?
Maybe we should save it for when we're in the boat. And yeah. Tim, Richard, Tim.
Hi. Yeah. This is the Wolf of Sound Seeing tour of me going into the canal.
I think that's a good way
nice
down.
To meet you. Good to meet you.
Kirk.
All right.
So how was Amsterdam? How are you?
I was lovely. Yeah, lovely.
But more dope.
More dope or with more dope?
With more dope.
Less jokes.
We haven't partaken of any such things yet.
I'll keep the engine low so as we can still hear each other, because this is one of those fancy engines that if I go fast, we can't hear anything. It's very romantic.
So how are you?
Alright. Always running around lately.
Berlin and...
Yeah, Paris.
Cogizette,
apparently. Entertaining.
Yeah. I saw all the threads about Coke.
Yeah, I've actually...
Like death threats.
It goes on. Not the death threats, actually.
What
now it's just
threats?
People interested. No death threats, actually.
Oh, right.
No, I didn't get any death... Have I ever gotten death threats? Have you ever gotten death threats?
No.
That would be a bit extreme.
No, I've just given them. I had loads of people, you know, I did a big post about the Chris Moyles gay thing.
Oh, did you?
And I had this woman post this thing, most of it was like posting from Wikipedia, going on about how language was sort of moved along and how it was a living language and how being one of the oppressed I should understand how they should have a right to say gay equals rubbish. And I was like, fuck off. Well, a bit more, yeah, but yeah. So the rest of us was like, what? Hello? You're wrong, so wrong.
No, I've just had just more people want to keep talking about it. Even on one of the podcasts I listen to, I've been invited, I think, to talk about it.
About the Coke thing.
Yeah, the open source.
You were quite right though. You take their money and you criticize them. That's exactly what you do. Exactly what you do.
Well,
you get them to pay for these criticisms.
There was no money. There was no money. I mean, that would
free trip.
That would have made me think a little harder.
By video, you do.
That's fine.
Actually, there was no money, because money would have made me think a little harder about it. But yeah, it was, what is it? Something in exchange, in place of money.
Yeah.
It's still getting something.
And I have to be at the Whore at 5, right?
We have to go to the Whore. We have an appointment at the Dick Center.
The Dick Center?
Well, it's called the PIC, which is slang for dick. I mean, the acronym. It's a clever acronym.
It's like a
Prostitution Information Center.
But it's where you get dick from, or dicks get
information
service.
About your penis.
Ah.
And,
penile information center.
Madge is going to go do research. And we have a friend who works there. Well, did she say that being a whore would be sort of a different definition for somebody else, or she just said she didn't like the term?
No, it's a bad word.
Oh, okay.
Evil.
Evil word. Cocksucker.
That was okay? Okay.
Cocksucker's not a bad word.
Cocksucker.
We like cocksucker.
That's more a job description.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird going through tunnels recording. It's like, ooh, suddenly we have echo.
Yeah.
We can pretend like professional radio DJs.
Yeah, who's got that reverb on?
Hello. That was an exon.
Tunnel effect.
Yeah.
No, I was getting angry earlier towards bicyclists. It's like, and I know you could disagree on this, but we walk down the street and it's like bicyclists from every single angle.
Yeah, and they're bitter.
And they're
yeah.
Very
warning. Yeah.
Like, last night, drunk bicyclists.
Oh, yeah. Yes, drunk bicyclists. That was funny last night, watching them get onto their bicycles after they come out of the bars and fall out of them promptly.
And there's very few that will almost hit you and then smile and go. They're usually just like, you've really, really done it this time.
How many of them end in the canals while drunk?
Bicycles or the people that... I mean, bicycles end up in canals because people are trying to park them on the edge or attached to a railing.
But I was just thinking, all these people with drunk bicycles, thinking, how many of them actually end up in the canal, never to be seen again?
A surprisingly low percentage, but I did meet somebody on one of my Frisbee teams that fell in. She was going to push somebody in, and he simply moved out of the way, and she fell in face first.
That's not good.
I was going to say, actually, if this was like a town in suburban England, instead of bicycles, everyone would be going around in shopping trolleys, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Trying to park
All those mini micro scooters.
In what? Scooters?
That fatty scooters?
Shopping
trolleys. What the things that are
switched to the... Sims?
Simmer frame. Yeah. Whereas the thing I loved about New York, when I was there for the days, is people on those bloody, what are they called?
The things that aren't supposed to be
Segways?
Yeah.
What, like
saw,
a lot
saw,
of them?
Saw someone else, two people on Segways, and me and Frontline Ben were just standing there taking the piss out of people on Segways going, lazy. Oh my god, why would you have one of those?
Because there is that, every city so has a Segway tours. I've seen the Amsterdam Segway tours running around.
What, like, there's a whole cult around Segways.
But they go like 1 mile,
rich
one mile,
people.
1 mile an hour, it's like, okay, yeah, and over there is of course a famous landmark. 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, and over there, they're so slow, they're like 2 miles an hour. How can you do a tour? Oh yeah, and that
I just don't like how you have to wear a helmet, it looks dumb.
Oh, that little
a bit overcautious for something that moves at, 1 mile an hour?
Yeah.
Bring back the Sinclair C5, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Sir Clive, all is forgiven.
It's quite cute, actually.
What's that?
What's a Sinclair C5?
Oh, well, it was a first electric car. It was like a single person electric car.
In the 1980s.
It sunk Sinclair.
In the 1980s, there was this inventor called Sir Clive Sinclair. Obviously, he wasn't knighted at the time.
Okay.
And he invented one of the first kind of cheapest home computers you can get, which was like very basic, but it took off. And in 1985, he invented, it was the first electric car, but it looked a bit dangerous.
You know, in America, they're called Timex computers, home computers. Timex Sinclair.
Yeah, I remember the Timex Sinclair computers a long time ago.
They were at Sinclair Spectrum here. And so how long is your sort of summer off?
All summer.
If not longer.
Yeah, I might stay. I'll go back in September because I have to go to some office and shit. And then probably, hopefully, rent out my place, come back for a year or something.
They all talk about vertical industry.
Famous mini bridges view.
Oh,
I'm sorry, we're moving. If I go back now, I'll hit some limit. Oh, no, I can go back.
It wouldn't be interesting if you didn't say it was famous.
Oh, you know what, we'll come back. Just not now.
We're not going to hit a bridge, are we?
Yeah, there's many bridges to exit.
Many bridges to hit.
Shine on, shine on, shine on. Shine.
I must say, I've been looking at video books. I've got a video iPod now.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
There's nothing good. You mean the video blog itself, or just the means to watch it?
Well, kind of at least the content and the idea, because it's like on the kind of train journeys I go on. Yeah. You don't. They're like they go to places like Harleston, and you know what Harleston in London's like. It's like you don't whip out a 300 quid piece of equipment and go, "Ooh, I'm going to watch this in front of all these people." You're just getting mugged.
In my opinion, well, yeah, the video iPod is useless for watching it. Yeah. You don't watch it. I don't. I think maybe it's a kid who's an eighth grade kid. I can't watch the damn thing. But it can be used to watch attached to the TV. But then that's too much work, so I don't really use it at all. I don't use it at all. I just use it to test my own videos, which is where I got it, to see if they work.
So I think for flights it's good. If you do a lot of flying,
no one's going
to
rob
you. It's hard to see. I prefer to watch it on the laptop.
Yeah,
unless it's EasyJet. Then they'll rob you. Jump out.
Ask it. Say, do you want to join us as crew? Go on.
You know something out of the Bond film? Like the doors open, everything is sucked out, and the because person who's stolen your iPod has got a parachute. All because the lady loves iPods.
But no, I mean, it's just, I think it's more the content, the fact that it takes too long to watch.
And it's boring as hell.
It's boring, yeah.
Yeah, that'll
be it. I was tempted to do like a Radio Clash video show, but the thing is, it's like, I was tempted to actually do a spoof, we just sit there and play the music, like going, la da da da.
Oh, people would love it, actually.
Yeah, it's just like, you just sit there.
I
just look at the camera like.
I'm telling you, the dumber the idea, I really believe this, the dumber the idea, the more popular it will be.
Yeah.
You can come up with the dumbest idea, like, that's actually a good dumb idea.
Dumb idea.
Those people are fucking morons. I go through audience very fast. I have a quick turnover because I always say nasty things.
No, but that's
I really like this match. Oh, until today. And then you hate the show.
You start complaining
in comments.
My listeners are all stupid.
You said cunt.
I can't listen to this.
I spend a lot of time berating my listeners by playing them really obscure music, and then they go, "Oh, we didn't like that," and say, "Oh, you'll like it." Slap.
Who cares? It's my show.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. My show.
Yeah. It's such a huge industry that I need to cater to you.
Yeah. Well, it's like I've always said to you, if you don't like a show, get offended by something, start your own show. That's the idea. And then go, "Oh, that was offensive." And it's like, just start your own show. Because they'll go, "Why are you complaining?" "Why are you complaining to me?" And they'll go, "Oh, I don't know, because I want you to stop doing it." "No, it's not going to happen." You know, it's like, you know, why did people complain?
Or just fast forward. That works too.
But what happens is people...
I don't think people get it. It's not a radio. You don't have to wait. You can just skip it.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
But that's why people complain. People complain to go, why? Because they want you to stop doing it. They want you to amend what you're doing. That doesn't work with podcasting because it's not broadcast radio. Anybody can do a show.
I get a lot of that too. Imagine I've listened to you since the beginning. Of course, it's the first time I've ever heard of them. But I don't like this, and I'm going to stop listening. Okay, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But, I stop emailing me.
I used to.
The only way I've been able to reconcile it is by, you know, saying, okay, well, if you're going to say fag, then you have to say every other racist. You have to offend every single one of them. Yeah. And somebody said to me, like, "Oh, Matt, you say everything. You say bad things about everybody. You don't discriminate." I said, "Exactly. You know, you just made my point for me." That's right.
And I just find it, because it's the same thing in the UK with the BBC, this gay equals rubbish thing. It's like saying, "Oh, that's usage," and say, "Well, you don't say fucking cunt on the radio,"
right?
Because you realise there's children listening,
right?
And those are not acceptable. So either you say fucking cunt on the radio,
exactly,
and you say everything,
exactly,
or you accept there's certain things on broadcast radio that are acceptable at that time, and so you should maybe not, you know, the kids may be using gay in a rubbish, saying means rubbish or crap. Maybe you should think that's not actually acceptable.
I think a lot of people don't understand that it's not about a double standard. It's about, it is about a double standard. It's not about, you know, us wanting, you know, clean up speech. I could give a shit. I'd rather everybody can say whatever the hell they want to and do. But when you've got a situation where you're not allowed to use vulgarity because of this, and then, but it's an exception to talk disparagingly about gay people, then you have something different. Then you have a double standard.
And no, it'd be right to stand that. It's like, well, if you're gonna censor for these things, you should say maybe censor for all of them, especially on a public broadcaster. Because it's public money. I mean, private, commercial, that's a different issue.
But the thing with this about it is there are no good words to offend a straight gay, a straight white male. There really isn't. There's no. That's the problem, really. Like, if there was a nigger word or a faggot word for those people that were just as hurtful, yeah, it'd be fine. But there isn't.
But then it should have been cracker, but it never worked out.
No, yeah, I was going to say cracker.
There isn't.
Yeah.
It should have been cracker, but cracker never panned out the way they planned.
Cracker, what's that?
Yeah?
White, red, white cracker, yeah. Redneck.
An ignorant white dude, I don't know.
Yeah, there really isn't.
Well, it's because they're the dominant majority. They make it worse, so it's kind of...
I mean, the worst thing you can say to a white straight man is call him gay. That's the problem, you know?
You're so middle class.
Yeah. Actually, white trash is good, actually.
White trash is good. I like white trash. But then again, I mean, people kind of like then start redefining it. So it's like then because, oh yes, I am white trash.
Ugly works too. Ugly works.
Yeah.
Ugly.
You're
that's
so
always a good one. It's universal.
Or you make fun of their dicks. That always is true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, we had classes in these buildings, and they're like, yes, this is the old building from the East Indies Tea Company. And I can remember sitting in class thinking, in this very space where I'm sitting, taking this exam or whatever, someone's life was bought and sold.
Mm.
Or just sold.
Well, there's slavery in America now. We have all these prisons, so they're selling the labor out cheap.
Yeah, that's been...
Well, you got Guantanamo, which is...
I mean, as unpopular as he is now, Michael Moore was talking about that in the early 90s, about Microsoft packaging their software in Washington State prisons. And it, for some reason, I don't think it really... Well, I was too young.
They still do it.
It doesn't cause enough of a buzz. Yeah. They must still do it. And as a matter of fact, they must have expanded it.
So,
imagine they did a call sentence. Hello, from the prison.
That's what he had. Well, that's what he had. TWA, the airline, before it became whatever it is now. Their call centers were inmates, and he had the footage. It was fantastic.
But it's not just them. There's other call centers. Martha Stewart had to make boots for 25 cents an hour. She had to do some slave work. Oh, yeah, it's a whole industry.
But that she had to work once in a while.
I really think that's the whole thing behind the immigration, getting all the immigrants out in Halliburton, building all these prisons. It's basically, you can make it illegal to be an immigrant, and then you just turn them into prisoners, and then they work for nothing, even less.
Sweatshops the sweatshops in the United States.
Yeah. Now we can finally compete with China.
So what's the boat's name?
The Red August.
The Red August. Good name.
Yeah, I didn't name it, but yeah, I like the name.
Not Red October. What's the Red August? Is that...
I have no idea. I think the guy was making a faint attempt at being humorous.
Oh, okay.
It's the prequel to
It's a prequel to Red October.
Yeah.
Red Vagina.
And the Red September is parked next to me, oddly enough.
Oh, so there's a series.
I don't know how that happened. Is it red? Yeah, I think it is. The Red September. Very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm heading there now. I was thinking about stopping when we're near.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry.
For a drink or... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for a Faye Bell.
Well, that's possible as well.
Oh, yes, we took pictures of Faye Bell.
I love Faye Bell. It's disgusting.
I took Kirk, it's Kirk's first time in Amsterdam, and I actually took him all the way down saying, Sonia, I've got to show you. Remember this the rest of your life. Look at that.
Did you eat him?
No.
Oh, yeah. We've only posed in front of it so far.
It's like fried pizza.
It's a prop, not food.
With the little round croquettes.
The croquettes looked okay, but it looked a bit kind of evil.
Yeah, is it safe?
I've eaten lots, I never died.
I couldn't believe they've actually got little dispensers and all kinds of things, including sunglasses.
Well, they do it in the... Oh, that I haven't seen. But they do it in the red light district because that's what they do with all the hookers who get, you know, once they get past middle ages, they just grind them into those things.
I can imagine that it's open it up and there's like a cop there. There's a cop. All standing there.
It's a bending glory.
I have an idea. That's
good. That's good. Now that can make money.
A vending glory hole?
Yes.
Coins? Yes. Open door?
But how do you... gotta have some room.
Have to do side by side rather than stack on. That's physically impossible.
Like old bundles.
Or is it?
Midgets.
It's just a matter of thinking it through. You just have to think it through.
Midgets bending glory holes.
Now that's special.
Here, the easiest way off is actually by climbing onto this boat and walking up because it gets taller. And then I can park somewhere else.
Nope. Okay. The sound. The sound of me falling into the canal again.
Can we meet on the street? Maybe tomorrow. See the world at our feet, naked and hollow. I'll eat the climb, crystal and fine, for you to see. With every step that I take, every rule that you make, stay with me in this foreign land. Just long enough for me to make you understand. You could be my guiding light, the darkest of them all. You'd be the rise before my fall, and yet we both get along fine, better than most. Some of the time when I'm with you, I am on fire. You are the fuel and my desire. Can we meet on the street? Maybe tomorrow. See the world at our feet, naked and hollow. I'll leave the climb, crystal and fine, for you to see. With every step that I take, every rule that you make, what do you bring? What I can't possess. You always ask for more until there's nothing left. These hollow words make a wrong arrest. They beat upon my spirit haunts forevermore, but still I hope. And sometimes I pray it won't be hard. We'll find a way. Color my dream. Show me I'm real. Turn on the light. Then let me feel. Can we meet on the street? Maybe tomorrow. See the world at our feet, naked and hollow. Crystal and fine for you to see. With every step that I take, every rule that you make.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel,
never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills.
Tim, how are you?
I'm fine, if a little bit lost. But not in a kind of a lost in Amsterdam kind of way, just lost generally. We were at the dam, we're trying to get the tube, tram home.
Because you have to mention the word fine, it's only then does it
fine.
Stick to the script.
I'm fine.
I should do it with more passion, don't
you? I'm fine. Exactly.
No, not possessed. I said passion. Are you dyslexic or something?
No, I'm just Tim. Dyshumeric.
Tim, how are you?
I'm yeah. So, you're fine. I'm fine.
Everyone's
we do
fine.
It. Didn't we do well?
Okay.
It's
quite funny because it's not almost a year back, it's a year and a month back, but there's nothing like getting the dosage wrong, isn't there?
No, what was my life earlier?
I'm not unfine, but I could be finer. You know, we've got three buses. No, not buses, trams.
Not tubes either.
I just want to be home. I just want to slap my Oyster card down on something and be there.
You're not a person.
So I'm waiting for some people pay good money for that. You know.
I assume that's not the Homo Monument.
We passed that yesterday, didn't we? Without realising it.
Oh.
You know, we went for a long walk.
But that looks like it should be the Homo Monument.
It does actually, doesn't it? There's the statues of naked men and the huge column in the middle. It kind of distracted me from its true artistic meaning. Is that Ivor?
Ivor. Well, it's bigger Ivor. Not big Ivor, but bigger Ivor.
I bet no one's christened it with
I can't believe we're making references to not just children's television from the 1970s in the UK, Welsh children's. All the things I miss my mind the most. Gay emergency! Gay emergency!
Paging Dr. Bing
Ding!
Ackerbilt, come and rob me, Ackerbilt!
No, I never ever fancied him.
Lies! You lie!
What's he playing? That sounds familiar. Oh, he's playing it badly now. But yeah, this is the Amsterdam Busker Cast. Go and listen to the Nightmares Busker Cast when they do it, because we didn't intentionally steal our idea. We happen to be standing next to a busker while we're taking mushrooms. It just kind of, you know, just happened that way.
It was not our fault. He had a choice whether to busk or not to busk while we were in the vicinity.
I know.
He chose to busk.
What can we do?
Hey, is this some kind of busk? We must improve our busk.
The circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
You mean you didn't record that?
No, I didn't.
Thank God.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Fucking hell.
I like how a good way of starting. You mean you didn't record that? Oh, great, thanks.
No.
Yeah, alright.
I've never heard such fucking muppetry from the both of them.
The muppetry is the penis.
First time I did it for the hell of it, stuck it round the back of my tongue and then swallowed it. Second time, things are getting easier, pull me down this way, it's getting busier. Third time lucky, made me feeling fuzzy. Oh my god, they're getting hippy dippy. 4, 6, 7. Every day and every night.
Hello. So
yeah, whatever.
As you said earlier, so I can't really be bothered to be doing this, but this is the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, if you want sparkling, what's it?
Witty repartee.
Well, you've come to the wrong place. Buster. Yeah, not this morning.
Let's just say space cakes. Just don't do it, kids.
Fucking
just don't
hell.
Do
no,
it.
No.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
2 hours, my. Yes.
It wasn't. The bloody thing lasted for fucking 4 hours. Oh, God.
And we're still having the after effects now. So.
Anyway, have you got to say your legal stuff?
Yeah, all the usual bullshit. It's. You can contact me at radioclash@mutantpop.net and you can leave comments on the blog at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. I can't believe I remembered any of that. So it's bye from me.
And it's bye from me, definitely.
Signing out from Amsterdam, quite literally.
Fucking hell, checking out.
Totally. check it out.
Turn on, tune in,
and
drop dead.
Well, certainly not. I don't know if you were supposed to have psychedelic experiences on hash, but that's like, scary. It was quite scary in places. But, yeah. Newfound joy of Dutch music television.
Yes, is that still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, whatever that channel was last night, everything was fantastic, at least it sounded fantastic.
Ah, but the television wasn't on, it was in your head.
There was this bit where I stuck at the picture on the wall for ages, hearing the television, and seeing the pictures on that, on the picture on the wall. Was like,
that's
whoa.
Scary. So.
But, I don't know.
Mushrooms and, so mushrooms and space cakes. Oh dear. Oh my. Mushrooms and space cakes. Oh my. So anyway, this is us from Amsterdam. Come here and die. No. I'll see you soon.
You're not on my side. So what happens now? Where did you go with these feelings I hide? I'm saying I put somebody. I'm bad enough for blinding. Walking off never met. They got me working all out. Sides. So what happens now? Where did you go with these feelings I ride? I'm staying.
pretty well.
So did that one.
Why does one laugh? Tell me.
What is it?
Who is Billy? Who can say?
What bands do you like? And that could be like the very end or the end for the... Yeah, the very end, yeah.
That could be the very end. This could be the end. This could be the end, my friend. I think the quote is click.
Hello, and you can find the photographs of our Amsterdam exploits, you sad, sad people, on my Flickr. Yes, you sucker. I've got a Flickr account, and I don't know if you pronounce it like Flickr. We probably should do, because it's embarrassingly doesn't have an E in the end. So that's flickr.com/photos/TimBearCup is my username, Tim Bearcup. That's TimBearCup on Flickr. Check them out. They're full of strange chemical-fueled goodness. And I'll see you soon.